know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hard work, just the way of just keep going, you know what I mean? That's kind of what I feel like I bring from Pittsburgh to the Cowboys, you know what I mean? Just hard work, super hard work. Never get too high, never get too low.
Have y'all done a dinner yet?
Yeah, we have at the Cowboys Club.
What did stand out about that dinner, just you and Shoddy?
Just everything. The culture, too, that's the thing. Like, it's super refreshing with a different culture.
What? Good morning, adoring listeners. It's just me today, which means open phones until 8 a.m., at 412-928-9370. That was George Pickens talking about the great culture that there is within the Dallas Cowboys. We will get into the suddenly hot Pirates. We will get into the bad but kind of good Jerry Jones news. The John Heyman report about Paul Skeens. Tush push. The playoff format in the NFL all staying the same. We'll get into everything today. It will be another show of 1,000 takes. Much to touch on. Ben Roethlisberger talking about Aaron Rodgers and sort of taking a shot at Mason Rudolph. Get into all of it. But we're starting with George Pickens, who laughably leads off that soundbite with, hey George, what can you bring to the table with these Dallas Cowboys? And he says, hard work. Never getting too high, never getting too low. Are you freaking kidding me? Hard work? You got benched because you weren't running the routes with 100% vigor. Never getting too high or too low, you ripped off a face mask of a Dallas Cowboy, ironically, at the end of that game. You fought with Greg Newsome through the back of the end zone on a Hail Mary. Never getting too high. Buddy, you was high all the time. Not literally. Well, maybe literally. Not to conflate him with Martavis Bryant. That's what you bring to the table. Hard work. You showed up late for a game on Christmas Day that the entire world was watching when you were rehabbing from a hamstring injury and we didn't know whether you were going to play or not. Hard work. Never getting too high or too low. That's ludicrous. And you can tell he's putting on the brave, happy, smiling face for the Dallas Cowboys media day one. Oh, you just wait, Cowboys media. It won't be long. Never get too low. All the sulking, all the moping that guy did on the sideline. We saw it with Mike Tomlin on Hard Knocks. Tomlin had to put his arm around him and tell him to stay in the fight. Why? Because you got too low. You'd unfollow the team on Instagram anytime you didn't feel like you were getting the ball. I don't think George Pickens is going to have a great year. And I've never felt more strongly that the Steelers did the right thing than I do right now. Like, there will be at some point a time this season where he goes off for like 300 yards and the Cowboys put up 38 points. And we're going to go, oh my God, what did the Steelers do by trading George Pickens? Don't fall victim to that. They did the right thing. And he's not going to have 300 yards in the game. He'll go for like 150. Dak will throw for like 500 yards. They'll put up a bunch of points. And people on social media will be going, oh my God, the Steelers made a massive mistake getting rid of George Pickens. No, they did not. Look in the mirror, dude. Never get too high. Never get too low. It's ridiculous. But enough ripping George Pickens. He talked about culture at the end of that soundbite. The Dallas Cowboys culture. A refreshing new culture. They've got a head coach that nobody in the NFL, apart from Jerry Jones, would have hired to be head coach. But that aside, his comments got my brain spinning a little bit. And when you really think about it, aren't the Pittsburgh Steelers just the Dallas Cowboys now of the AFC, and I do not mean that as a compliment. Obviously, two historic franchises, America's team and the Steel Curtain, met in multiple Super Bowls, massive worldwide international fan bases. But that's not where the similarities end between these two franchises. Pickens got my brain going here. The Steelers get talked about on Get Up and Good Morning Football and all the Fox Sports shows. Every national show, the Steelers are a leading topic just about every day. Just like the Dallas Cowboys. And they get talked about way more than they should. They are not as relevant as the national media would have you believe. The Steelers, the Cowboys, the Jets, the Giants, all these teams, they find their way into the A block on these national programs way more than they deserve. The Cowboys haven't gone beyond the second round of the playoffs since they won the Super Bowl in 1995. That's the last time the Dallas Cowboys participated in a championship game. That's a long time ago. The Steelers haven't struggled quite that much. But the Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2016. The Cowboys, no substance, all distraction, all shiny object. That's why they get talked about. The Steelers have had as much drama as any team in football going back the last decade plus, no? The Steelers are now collecting football cards. They're going after Aaron Rodgers. The Cowboys do that kind of thing every offseason. Jerry Jones wants his franchise to be in the limelight. I don't think Art Rooney II necessarily views things the same way, but yet here we are. The Steelers are not a substantive franchise. They're not a serious franchise. They haven't been competitive in a playoff game since 2016. When the Dallas Cowboys look in the mirror, the Pittsburgh Steelers are looking right back at them. The Steelers have been more storyline than substance over the last decade or so. Antonio Brown, in and of himself, was a five-plus year distraction here. I mean, even when he left Pittsburgh to go to Las Vegas for a minute, I mean, he's freezing his feet off in a cryo chamber. He's calling the general manager, Mike Mayock, a cracker. Here in Pittsburgh, he's throwing a football at the feet of the franchise Hall of Fame quarterback because Juju Smith-Schuster won the team MVP award. He's going 100 miles an hour on McKnight Road. He's throwing furniture off a balcony at toddlers. All storyline, and there was some substance with him. He put up a lot of yards, and it went jack with Antonio Brown. Le'Veon Bell. Is he going to show up? Is he not going to show up? Oh, he'll show up halfway through the season. Never happened. Offensive lineman rifling through his locker. The national media excoriating them because never talk about another man's money. That's what we were dealing with back then. And they at least won playoff games back then, but they never won the one that mattered. That's like the Dallas Cowboys. All flash. All fun, no winning football games. Not enough football games. I mean, you can focus on the 2017 season. You could have a documentary just on that year for the Steelers, right? The anthem controversy, Alejandro Villanueva. Mike Tomlin wanted everybody to be on the same page, and he's answering questions after the game. They lose the game. Mike Tomlin saying the Steelers would play the Patriots twice and then losing to the Jacksonville Jags in the playoffs before they'd even get the opportunity to play New England. Ryan Shazier's injury, that's not their fault, but that was all part of that season. Recent years, you've had Deontay Johnson getting into it with Mitch Trubisky in the locker room, getting into it with Minka Fitzpatrick. George Pickens, I already listed all of his transgressions, not even all of them, a bunch of them. You had Kenny Pickett, according to some reports, refusing to dress as the third quarterback in Seattle. Mason Rudolph the guy who was the third quarterback leads you to the playoffs, but you rewind a little bit, you had that guy, Duck Hodges, who never belonged in the NFL. He's winning football games for you because Mason Rudolph's getting hit over the head with helmets by Myles Garrett and hit in the face by Earl Thomas. Like, think about all these things that have happened with the Pittsburgh Steelers in just the last decade. And then think about how much winning they've done. And then ask yourself, does that sound like the Pittsburgh Steelers? Or does that sound like how people view the Dallas Cowboys? Now, I don't think that's what George Pickens meant with his comments, but it got me thinking. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel. Spider-Man meme. The Steelers are the AFC version of the Dallas Cowboys. They get talked about way more than they deserve nationally. They never have a losing season, hooray. But anytime they make the playoffs, they get run out of the building. There's been more storylines than memorable wins the last 10 years, and that is Dallas Cowboys-ish. Dallas Cowboys-like. Dallas Cowboys-esque. And that should make all of us sick. That's what this franchise has become. They don't have a quarterback. Is it Mason Rudolph? Right now it is. We're so desperate for good quarterback play, people have talked themselves into Will Howard being the franchise savior. The Steelers, they're going to be in the headlines all offseason until they get Aaron Rodgers because they don't have Aaron Rodgers. And then when they get Aaron Rodgers, they're going to be in the headlines again. Not a serious franchise. A franchise that is more synonymous with distraction and a circus element than it is anymore with winning the big one. Do you disagree? 412-928-9370. Open phones until 8 a.m. Do you agree? And it makes you sick like it makes me feel. 412-928-9370. Want to take your texts, tweets, and calls on this coming up next. Also, big news yesterday at the NFL owners meetings. The tush push has not been banned. Tushes shall continue to be pushed. How did the Steelers vote on that? The division's still going to mean a lot. The NFL playoff format has not been changed. Did the Steelers support that or not? We'll tell you coming up next, but your calls on the Steelers being the Cowboys being the Steelers, Finkel being Einhorn at 412-928-9370.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have likened the Pittsburgh Steelers to that of the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys haven't gone beyond round two of the playoffs since 1995. The Steelers' failures have not been as pronounced. They haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. They haven't been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. Here's a texter at 412-928-9370. AC, Steelers have the most wins since the merger, 6 Super Bowls, 8 Super Bowl appearances, people making too much out of no playoff wins in 8 years. Look, I know about the history of this proud franchise, and I am old enough to have lived through a ton of winning, but it's not good enough for me to just be above the mean for 8 years. To never have a losing season. And I never dismiss that outright. I do think it's an accomplishment to have not had a losing season since 2003. But what has it yielded of late? Playoff futility. Mike Tomlin's defenses get gashed every time they take the field in the playoff game. And it's not just against the Chiefs. It's not just against the Bills. It's not just against the Ravens with two-time MVP Lamar Jackson. No, it's against the Browns and Baker Mayfield when the Browns didn't have a head coach. That's not good enough. the Steelers, fact, this is a fact, have made national news more for distractions caused by wide receivers more times than they've won playoff games in the last decade. That shouldn't sit well with anybody, and that sounds like the Dallas Cowboys. All flash, no substance. Never winning the big one, but always grabbing the headlines. Makes me sick. 412-928-9370. Do you agree? Does it also make you sick, or do you disagree? Like that texter, 412-928-9370. Here's a texter. Bro, stop. You're making yourself sound like a joke. All right, call up 412-928-9370. What am I saying that's wrong? They lead every national show just about every day, and they haven't won more than the AFC North in damn near a decade. Cowboys won 12 games in 3 years consecutively with Mike McCarthy, a Pittsburgh guy. Would they win in the postseason? Where's the difference here, folks? 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The tush push survives. Tushes can continue to be pushed. Mike Tomlin had thoughts on this back at the first owner meetings of the offseason. You know, when he was sweating profusely at the coach's breakfast and Mark Caboli was falling asleep next to him. Here's what Tomlin said back then.
The first time I saw it, I couldn't believe that it was legal because it was illegal on the field goal. That being said, you know, you hate to be against it because, you know, when people are innovative, you want to respect that. And so there's certainly been some teams that have been more innovative than the rest of us in that regard, and you hate to penalize them for it. But again, we got into the discussion on the field goal block because of player safety, and so that still remains to be a component of the discussion.
There is zero evidence that the tush push isn't safe. Zero. Now, it doesn't look safe, and I think if it's legal for the next 20 years, you're going to have data that might suggest that. Right now, you don't. Mike Tomlin there sounds like a guy who supports the innovation, doesn't want to punish the Eagles, but also wanted to give himself an out in case his owner voted to ban the play, which is exactly what the Steelers did. The Steelers voted to ban the tush push, which is so weak sauce to me for a franchise that proclaims to the world for everyone to hear, oh, we want to be the physical smash mouth, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, Pittsburgh Steelers. We drafted Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black because they've got Steelers DNA. Will Howard's a football player. He's got Steelers DNA. They drafted Najee Harris because they wanted to be physical, and they've drafted all these offensive linemen like Zach Frazier and Troy Faltanu and Broderick Jones these last couple of years because they want to punch you in the mouth. But then the most physical play in all of football, they said, no, whoa, can't be doing that. No, you can't be doing that. That's weak sauce, man. Mike Florio joined the PM team yesterday and said that the reason Art Rooney II voted the way he did, which was to ban the tush push, is because Roger Goodell wants the tush push banned. The vote needed to be 24-8. It was 22-10. Doesn't Roger Goodell work for the owners, not the other way around? So why the hell are they trying to appease Goodell? It's weak. I never want to talk about the tush push again. Frankly, it bores me. And I'm happy that this is over, at least for now. But the Packers are jokes for trying to get this play banned because they couldn't stop it. And any team, any owner that voted to ban the tush push is also a loser in this regard. A loser. Here are the teams that voted to keep the push. Eagles, Ravens, Browns. The Ravens and the Browns voted to keep the thing. The Lions. Dan Campbell's a physical guy. The Jags, the Dolphins, the Patriots, Mike Vrabel, cut from the same cloth. I thought, as Mike Tomlin, the Saints, the Jets, and the Titans all voted to keep the tush push. The Steelers did not. And I think that's lame as hell. 412-928-9370. Texter, bro, really? Comparing the Steelers to the Cowboys? You're making yourself sound like a what have you done for me lately fan. Yeah, what have you done for me lately? Mike Tomlin underachieved with the Killer Bees at the end of the Ben Roethlisberger era. Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, a great offensive line. Terribly underachieved. That's a fact. And since then, it's been even worse. And all I'm asking is at least be competitive in a playoff game. Shouldn't that be the expectation every fan has? To at bare minimum, if you qualify for the playoffs, at least make the other fan base, the other team, the other coaches on the sideline sweat? They don't. Baltimore was dancing in the streets at halftime. And I'm the weird one for saying that the Steelers are like the Cowboys? No substance? No playoff wins? Only distraction and headlines? No, I think you're the one who's out to lunch here, pal. With all due respect, we're only talking about sports. Doesn't have to be personal. Jim in Monroeville wants to discuss. Hi, Jim. Hey, Jim, you there? What's up, Jim?
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah,
you got it, buddy.
You just made a point about the Cowboys, and I want to piggyback off that.
Sure.
I think the Steelers are the Cowboys of the AFC, and I think it is time, for a dramatic change. And I think I would hope that this is Tomlin's final year, Super Bowl or not. And I know we're not going to a Super Bowl, but I think he should ride this out this year, and we should be looking for a change in 2026. With the possibility of getting a franchise quarterback, which I don't trust him or anyone else to be able to ready for the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. They're not going to fire Mike Tomlin. 412-928-9370. Here's a text. If you are letting yourself get this emotionally invested in the Steelers and hung up on playoff wins, you need to reconsider your priorities in life. Buddy, I host a sports talk show. Like, I'm going to go home today to my family, and we're going to hang out. My daughter is graduating preschool today, which, oh my God. I didn't want to bring it up on the air because I might cry. She's growing up right in front of my eyes. I got my priorities exactly where they're supposed to be. You are listening to a sports radio show, and I'm hosting a sports radio show. So we are going to talk about sports, and sometimes we're going to get emotional about sports. It's fun. Lighten up, Francis. 412-928-9370. I think all Steelers fans should prioritize real life things more than they prioritize their football team. But while we're talking about the football team, isn't it fair to point out that they haven't been competitive in a playoff game in almost a decade? And isn't it similar to what Dallas Cowboys fans have been dealing with since 1995? 412-928-9370. You can chime in on the text line. You can chime in on Twitter. And you can also give us a call on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll take all those Cowboy Steelers calls throughout the hour. But also up next, the latest on Pirates pitcher Jared Jones and how that news led Dan Zangrilli to a hot sports take that might be right on.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And the money.
I mean, it's the most scorned fan base, unlucky fan base in all of sports, perhaps in history. I don't think that's hyperbolic in any way, shape, or form, considering what they've endured, considering the results, which so many things have to go against you. You have to have your own missteps. You have to be restricted budgetarily, and you also have to have unfathomable, unimaginable, just luck that makes the curse of the Bambino in Boston seem like a mere flesh wound.
Dan Zangrilli, with Starkey yesterday after the Jared Jones news broke, saying that Pirates fans are the most unlucky and scorned in all of professional sports. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. We'll get to that coming up in 1 second, as well as the Jared Jones injury news. But here's a text. I mean, I get it. Got to have a hot take and get the calls rolling in, but it's a weak argument because if the Steelers found ways to beat the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens, but lost the next round of the playoffs, everyone would still be upset. Only one team wins the Super Bowl and walks away satisfied every year. We're so far away from even talking about the Steelers being a Super Bowl contender. And that's the point. Yeah, people would be disappointed if the Steelers won a playoff game in the wild card round and then lost in the divisional round. But it'd be better than what we've seen. They haven't even been close to winning a wild card game. That's the point. And with the quarterback play that they've had recently, getting to the divisional round, that'd be nice. I'm not saying every year, for God's sakes, without a franchise quarterback, but could you fool us for a second? Could you give us something to celebrate beyond just being in the hunt or sneaking into the playoffs in the last week of the season? 412-928-9370. Are Pirates fans the most unlucky in all of North American sports? 412-928-9370. That's what Dan Zangrilli says. He got there because of the Jared Jones news yesterday. Jared Jones, he got elbow surgery. There's actually some good news in there. It was not Tommy John surgery, so he's not going to have to miss this entire season and all of next year. His expected return is in 10 to 12 months. So it's bad news, but a little bit of good news because we had all assumed that it was Tommy John surgery. Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. But the more interesting discussion, and I feel awful for Jared Jones. Awful for that guy. Hard worker, nice kid. Skeens his best bud. Feel bad for him. But the interesting discussion for me is what Dan said there. Are Pirates fans the most unlucky in professional sports? 412-928-9370. I mean, my God, I think they're on the Mount Rushmore. Who are the other franchises that could compare? I think the Browns. I mean, their franchise got taken away, and then it came back, and since it's come back, they've been horrendous. And you've got Browns fans with jerseys with like 47 quarterbacks on it, which makes us laugh, but for them, my God, it's miserable. I think Detroit Lions fans have been as unlucky as any in professional sports. They've had 16 winning seasons in the last 50 years. I think they've only had a handful of double-digit win seasons. Last year, arguably the best team they've ever had, and they lose in the playoffs because they were more injured than any team in football. Let me throw my own team in here, though. And I think it might be the Pirates. We'll flesh this out via calls and texts and tweets. But I'll tell you, West Virginia Mountaineer fans, we've been through it. I'll only bore you with this for a second, but I think we might need to be in the Mount Rushmore, too. 1988 National Championship against Notre Dame. Major Harris goes down with an injury. I mean, you're right there. You have an opportunity. You might lose either way, but Major Harris was a superstar, and you lose him in the national championship game. Come on. 2007, everyone here knows this one. You're a 28.5-point favorite against a bad Pitt team. No offense, Dorn and Pat Bostic. And you lose 13-9. You're on the cusp of a national championship, and you lose. Pat White gets injured in that game, too. Not sure it would have made a difference. Paul Rhodes had them all figured out. 2018, you have a chance to win the Big 12 championship in some of the worst referee calls I've ever seen happen in the Oklahoma game that finishes up the season. Final Four, you're playing Duke in 2011. Deshaun Butler, your best player, Mr. Clutch, blows out his knee. There are more anecdotes. Every fan base has their anecdotes. I think West Virginia fans are up there among the most unlucky. It's tough to top the Pirates, though. I'm 34 years old, guys. I'm not that old. But you think about a 34-year-old Pirate fan, you've only seen your team be good in your conscious memory three times. Like, I don't remember the early 1990s and Bonds and MVPs in the NLCS because I was two. So if you're my age, you've seen the Pirates be good exactly three times, and you've seen them compete in a playoff series, a series, exactly one time. Dan might have hit the nail right on the head. And there's a lot that goes into bad luck. Like the economics of baseball do you no favors. The ownership does you no favors. And they've also dealt with a bunch of bad luck. Like this year, they were never going to be good, clearly. But Nick Gonzalez, your starting second baseman, he hits a home run. And then as he's approaching first base, he's limping. And we haven't seen him since. Jared Jones, who is going to be your Robin to the Batman that is Paul Skeens, he's out for the year. If, let's just say he were to miss all of next season, Dan Zangrilli brought up, you could have a lockout in 2027. You might not see Jared Jones until 2028. Meanwhile, his contract's going to toll. Like, they've dealt with bad luck. We've dealt with bad luck, I guess I should say. This is about the fans, what we've had to endure. Is Zangrilli right? Are we the most tortured, unlucky, scorned fan base as Pirates fan in professional sports? 412-928-9370. I realize I bring up the Mountaineers, and it's not a professional sport. We're getting more and more into that realm, though, of collegiate sport being professional sport. Who else can even compete with Pirates fans? Browns fans, Lions fans, love to hear from you on this at 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. That's also the subject of our Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Dan Zangrilli says that Pirates fans are the most unlucky fans in all of professional sports. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. If not, what fans are more tortured? Someone texts in Buffalo Bills. Yeah, that's a good one. Maybe the best one. Four consecutive Super Bowl losses. That's got to leave a mark. And then you've got Josh Allen, who wins an MVP last year, and they can't even make the Super Bowl. That's a different kind of suffering, though. And which kind of suffering is worse? I think that's fascinating. Like, is it worse to never be the bride and always be the bridesmaid? Like, to come close and then fail in the heartbreak associated with that? Or is it worse to just be an afterthought and be irrelevant for pretty much 30 consecutive years? 412-928-9370. I mentioned that I was too young to remember Sid Bream. And someone texted in, what kind of loser baby wasn't watching the 1992 NLCS. I'm sure I watched it. My mom talks about how she was crying while it happened. I'm sure I was in her arms at the time, but my frontal lobe wasn't developed. I think you can make the argument that maybe my frontal lobe not developed even now. Anthony in Oakland wants to chime in, one of our favorites. Hi, Anthony. How you doing, buddy?
And I was crying along with your mom.
Yeah.
It was just a nightmarish day. Listen, we suffer from an ownership problem in this town. You know, since 1985 when the Gelbreps sold the team to the city and the corporations, we've lacked stabilized ownership who has money. And if, as long as you have that, then you're going to have problems. I mean, for 40 years, this team has only made the playoffs six times.
That's right, Anthony. And I think it's important the way that Dan couched his opinion that I'm more and more starting to agree with. It's not that the franchise has been unlucky, but we as Pirates fans have been unlucky, that we've been dealt this hand.
Some of you, those old, you know, the geezers like me, we're not. We saw the glory years. We saw the great player pipeline from the Caribbean. We saw all those good things. They didn't have when a player would go down, they had another player to come up from the farm and do just as good or better.
Well, Anthony, I think you raise an interesting question there too, buddy, and this is why we always like to talk to you. Like, is it worse to be me and have never experienced the winning, or is it worse for guys like you, fans like you, who got to taste it, and you know what it's like, and it's got to hurt to never have experienced it since, you know?
No, no, it hurts for you guys because you never got to experience it. And because, you know, we know what the root of the problem is. Guys like me who saw when they had the Gail Brest and Joel Brown, what they could do. I mean, it was Joel Brown. He came out of retirement and drafted Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonilla.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on here. So that tells you, if you've got competent front office and ownership, what can be done. We just don't have it. And the best, you said lockout? That may be the best thing to happen to us. Maybe that was when the commissioner finally kicked nutting to the curb and we get a David Tepper type or someone of that ilk will come in here and buy this thing.
Anthony, you're the best. Appreciate the call, buddy. 412-928-9370. I was going to jump to something else at 7 o'clock. We can be light on our feet this morning. We'll take more calls on this. It's a fun yet depressing conversation. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I've been saying I'm 34 all morning long. My wife just texted me. I'm 35. I forgot how old I was. Or am I? How old am I? It all runs together. Texter, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Yes, that's a great one. They haven't won the Cup since 1967. I believe that's right. 1967 was the last time the Toronto Maple Leafs won a championship. And you want to talk about bridesmaid, but never the bride, that's them. And this year, you had an opportunity. You're up 2-0 in the series. I mean, they've blown series. They blew it against Boston, where Phil Kessel, I mean, he did his part, but none of the other Maple Leafs did. It's got to be tough to be a Maple Leafs fan. At least you got the Raptors that had their championship with Nick Nurse. 412-928-9370. Are Pirates fans the most unlucky fans in all of professional sports? 412-928-9370. That's what Dan Zangrilli said. I think there's an argument there. Rob in Chicago, one of our favorites. Hi, Rob.
Crowley, good morning. You know, there's two sides to this coin, okay? Before 1980, the Pirates were actually pretty darn lucky. I mean, in 1960, you got curb stomped by the Yankees, but only three games, and the Pirates won four thanks to a bad hop grounder that hit Tony Kubek in the throat. So there's some luck there.
Were you alive for that, Rob? How old are you, buddy?
I'm 57.
Okay.
Plus, you beat the Orioles twice in the 70s, being down 3-1. Then that's when the trouble started. Okay, I was alive, and I was talking to my aunt in Bethel Park in Game 7 when the Pirates were facing the Braves and the Sid Bream incident. And you talk about getting your heart ripped out and stomped on. That was horrible.
You know it's bad, Rob, but it's referred to as an incident.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, that and, you know, plus you win 98 games and you got to go up against Arrieta and the wild card.
You know what, man? That is a fabulous point. Thank you so much for the call. That was the first year, 2013 was, the first year of the one-game wild card playoff. Second year, my Miami producer behind the glass is saying. So had you qualified for the postseason in the wild card era at any time prior to 2012, you get to play a series. Pirates, one of the best teams in baseball, and they have to play 3 1-game playoff games. I mean, that just sucks. And when they won 98 games in 2015, the only team that was better than them in all of baseball was the St. Louis Cardinals. That Pirates team could absolutely have beat anybody in a series. That Pirates team absolutely was good enough to win the World Series. But you go up against Madison Bumgarner, who was he was the guy. He was as good as we've ever seen in that postseason. As good as we've ever seen. That is bad luck. Dan Zangrilli says Pirates fans are the most unlucky in all of professional sports. Do you agree? Who else can even compare? We'll take your calls at 412-928-9370. Someone texts in, Anthony just said he was crying with your mom. Man, he's your dad. Get out of here. My cousin, who was the best man at my wedding, texted me. He says, I think you're still 34. You'll be 35 in October. Okay, good. I'm very confused. I don't know. You just, at a certain point, don't you stop caring about your birthdays. I think people, once you get beyond 30, if you care about your birthday and you do like the birthday month thing, I think you're kind of lame. I think it's a very weird thing to do. All right. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's gross out there right now, folks. It is 50 degrees outside. It's going to rain all day long until about first pitch for the Pirates. So, hey, let's see if they can get their third consecutive win. That's what we call a winning streak. It has been done before. Major League.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.